You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 31st of July edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products and updates of some things that we've talked about in the past. Mm-hmm. We do have some updates. I don't think we have any housekeeping, so we may as well just get into it.
Let's get into it. Except that we're in winter. Can you tell by our
background? Oh, yes.
I wish winter looked this cool.
Yeah, I know. I wish our winters look like this. They don't.
They don't. All right. So first thing is Fenty.
They have sort of relaunched a gloss bomb in the shade Cheeky. So this was previously seen as a mini in a holiday 2019 pack. And now it's available in a full size. It's described as a shimmering bright orange, and 100% of every purchase of Gloss Bomb in Cheeky goes to the Clara Lionel Foundation. It's available now exclusively from Fenty Beauty.
Interesting. That's interesting they've done that though, because other shades from that holiday pack they brought out as permanent. So I think Hot Chocolate was one of them. So I think they're sort of just working through the holiday mini set and releasing
it
all permanently. But it's weird that this one is exclusive. I understand that they've probably done that because it's easier to track the donations if it's just coming from the one source. But it's weird that they haven't, like, maybe we'll see. Is that going to be forever? Because it doesn't sound like a limited edition item.
No, I'm not sure. It doesn't say if that's like a limited offer. So I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, the charity is owned by Rihanna, I believe. Yeah. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. So I
massive tax deduction.
That's true. I reckon what they'll probably do is release this temporarily and then bring it back in like Sephora and everything minus the...
probably.
But it's a nice colour. Like I'm always for more of a nude lip balm, but I think this is one that they've missed in their collection. Like they've gone to the pinks and everything, but they haven't yet gone to the oranges. So I think it's a nice addition to their range. All right, we've also seen more information about Fenty Skin. So last week we talked about Fenty Skin, so it's coming very soon. Also, did you see, Hayley, that shortly after we filmed that, Jeffree Star mentioned that they're going to have Jeffree Star skincare as well? And we were saying last week that how, like, it seems like the next thing is brands bringing out skincare, like sister brands. And it was just so typical that
I wonder what Jeffree's skincare brand will be called. Jeffree Skin sounds like a serial killer.
All right, so Fenty Skin, what we've seen so far, so these are launching soon, 31st of July, 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at Fenty Skin. So there's also early access available from the 29th of July. So if you sign up to an email, you can get early access. But again, we said last week that this is exclusive to the Fenty Skin website. It's not yet at Sephora, or it's not coming to Sephora. I'm not too sure. Okay, so they're launching with three products. They're saying it's a simple three-step routine and they're two-in-one multitasking products. So what they have is the Total Cleanser Remove It All Cleanser. Yeah, that sounded clunky.
Love that name. I think that just clunked out of your face hole.
Yeah, it's definitely a clunker. So that's $25, but the two-in-one element of that is that it's a makeup remover and cleanser. Then we've got the Fat Water Pore Refining Toner Serum, another great name, $28. And again, that is a toner and a serum together. And then we've got the Hydra Visor Invisible Moisturizer Broad Spectrum SPF 30 Sunscreen. So that's $35. And again, moisturizer and sunscreen. So they're all sort of two-in-one products. And yeah, like I don't mind the packaging. I think it looks kind of sleek. It looks like a more higher-end version of Kylie Skin.
Yeah, it does actually. I really like the look of the moisturizer SPF in one. That packaging looks really cool. I don't really care about the product. I mean, it could be, you know, shit in a bottle and I'd still say the packaging looks really cool. It's just the packaging I'm interested in on that one product.
Yeah, it's interesting they've gone for that soft sort of millennial purple. So Kylie went for the millennial pink. This is still
millennial pink.
Yeah. But they've also got a bit of millennial pink with the color of fat water, but, you know, very trendy, very trendy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The next thing we're going to talk about is One Size from Patrick Starr. Now, these are new products. We haven't actually seen them, but since we were talking about products launching from his brand last week, we're considering it an update because this is very like sort of, I don't know, ColourPop-esque with the like the way it's being released. One thing after another, very sort of hype train, get it out there, like, flood the market.
Yeah, and I just find it a really strange thing to do because he launched with such a disappointing release. It's like makeup wipes and a makeup melting spray that it seems so lackluster and they made such a big deal about it. But literally a couple of days later, they're like, wait, actually, we do have makeup. Why not launch it all together? Yeah.
I honestly have no idea.
So confusing. I think it's more legitimate to launch with a decent range of products rather than being like, here's two crappy items and just wait 3 days until we announce the next thing that's actually makeup. Don't worry, guys, it's actually makeup. It's just I think I wouldn't have hated the release so much if they had it as like a side piece to makeup.
Yeah. It would make more sense.
It'd make more sense. Yeah. So it's very strange.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the reasoning behind releasing makeup removing products and then actual makeup a week later is. I don't get that, but whatever. The items consist of the Visionary Eyeshadow Palette. So I think this is it a 15 pan palette? Yes.
Yeah.
15 pan palette. It's kind of nude with green and blue and black. I think that's pretty much it. Then we have some like, they're kind of like the Stila Magnificent Metals. These are called Eye Popper Sparkle Vision Liquid Eyeshadows. They're $22 each. There's 5 shades. You've got a champagne nude, metallic taupe, an iridescent rose, metallic black, and a gilded olive. Then we have the Point Made 24-Hour Liquid Eyeliner Pen in Bodacious Black. It's $19. And then there's the Point Made 24-Hour Gel Eyeliner. These are $19 each. Comes in Bodacious Black, which is a matte black, and Busty Brown, which is a matte cool dark brown. I hate it.
I hate it too.
I hate it. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
That stupid Lady Gaga brand. What's it called?
House Labs.
That's it. See, it's so irrelevant to me that I'm just like, I even forget who that bitch is.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I agree with you. And it's hard because the palette itself on paper looks like something that I would theoretically be interested in, but it's just
me too.
It has not hit the mark. I like that it is a nude and sort of like semi-muted colours, which is what I'm sort of into at the moment. But I've been trying to think about why I don't like this. And I think this looks like it's a smart layout, but I think it looks so lackluster. There's no richness, there's no depth, doesn't look like it is like nice pigmentation. It just looks
really sort of muted. It looks like Amazon makeup.
Yeah. It looks muted. It looks like they've taken the saturation, they've turned it down a bit, and it just looks a bit wishy-washy. I do like that the top row are all mattes, and what it looks like is done is taken the basic colors. So you have like a really light, almost off-white color. You have a cool tone brown, a dark, rich chocolate, a warm tone brown, and a black, which is sort of like your basic. And then in the columns, he's added like yellows, oranges, peaches, olives, blues. So I understand that it's well thought out. I just don't see any richness in texture or in pigmentation. And even though I really love nude eyeshadow palettes and I love olives, I like the color or the texture ramped up a bit. I need it to have some like oomph to it, whereas this just looks like it just looks like snooze fest.
I haven't liked black in eyeshadow palettes for a long time now because I simply don't use them, and I feel like it's just so overdone. And obviously blue and green, I don't wear it, so I'm not really interested in the palette. But like you, when I look at it, I'm like, why does this just scream, I don't know what I'm doing?
It almost like, screams Morphe.
It does a bit. It's a bit like Amazon-y, Morphe-ish, Makeup Revolution-ish. I'm like, what happened?
I don't feel like it doesn't look, and okay, we're just judging it on the marketing photos, but it just doesn't look like it's got interesting finishes and rich colors. And again, nudes can have rich colors.
I
feel like it looks a bit wishy-washy. And for $42, it looks way overpriced, in my opinion. I have to say the other releases aren't too bad, like having a liquid liner, a brown and a black pencil liner, and these sort of nude metallic liquid eyeshadows. Again, they're so basic, but they've been done time and time again, so it doesn't interest me. There's nothing here I'm like, wow, I really need a new black liner. No, I don't.
The swatches look patchy as well, and these are marketing swatches.
Yeah, I think it looks patchy though because they're glittery. So
yeah,
but I don't know. I have so many magnificent medals in my collection, and as it is, they're drying up as I speak because I don't use them enough. So this is not something that I need in my life. So I feel like when we originally talked about this brand releasing, and we were like, Patrick Starr knows how to put together a color combo. I don't know why he just, it's like he just gave up. He's like, I've got a brand, but I'm going to release something so boring that I understand that it's versatile and it's one size, but I can't imagine anyone being like, this is my perfect palette, I must have it.
No. I'm curious about the formula of the eyeshadows and the other products, I suppose. But yeah, this is not enough to make me want to spend my money.
No, but it's all available now if you want it.
Moving on to new stuff, we've got something here from Christian Louboutin. They are the Luby Dazzle liquid lipsticks. So these are a limited summer release. They come in three shades. You've got Forever Girl, Rouge Louboutin, and Miss Strazi. And these are matte liquid lipsticks that have the glitter in them. When you like press your lips together, the glitter comes out.
They call them slow release glitter or something weird like that.
Maybe.
What they call them.
Something.
I know that Sugar Pill do these.
Yes, and Ciate. Ciate did them as well.
So pretty much it's a matte liquid lipstick that has little particles of shimmer in it. So when you press your lips together or rub the lips, it takes the top layer off the glitter and it leaves them quite sparkly. Yeah, I don't know. I like the colours.
Yeah, I like the colors too, but I'm not really into the sparkly stuff.
No, to be fair, if I really wanted to treat myself and if I had access to these, which we don't in Australia, but if I really wanted to treat myself and I was like, I really want to try a high-end, fancy schmancy liquid lipstick, that orangey red one, I would try if it wasn't for the glitter.
Yeah, fair.
I feel like the glitter is ruining it.
I'm not sure why brands are still doing this. Nothing in 2020 counts anyway. So if you're going to fuck it up now. Because
yeah,
people will repress this year anyway. So don't worry.
That's true.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got a new collection from ColourPop. They're back at it. Yeah, so this is the Wild Nothing collection. Strange name, Wild Nothing. And it is a vegan collection.
Interesting.
Which is interesting. Yeah, so this is already launched. We've got the Wild Nothing eyeshadow palette, sort of up my alley. It sort of reminds me a little bit of an element of the One Size one, but a little bit more, I don't know. There's something a little bit more interesting about this. I don't know if it's because ColourPop take better photos. So the sort of palettes look a little bit more punchy. And there are some cool shades. Like if you actually look at it swatch, there are some that almost look duochrome-y, which interests me. But this is essentially a nude eyeshadow palette. It's got some peachy tones, some brownie tones, and some sort of like muted green tones to it, which is quite a trendy color story for nudes these days. So they've jumped on that. We've got four cream eyeshadows. These look like paint pots.
Yeah, they do.
Cool. So there's four nude shades. There's almost like a warm toned nude, a cool toned nude, a mid tone nude, and a deeper sort of like chocolatey sort of nude. We've got four Luxe lip oils, which are a new formula. There's a clear and then the rest are nudes. So we've seen the Luxe Velvet, the Luxe Glosses, and now these are the lip oil versions, which, yeah, sound cool. There's three pressed powder blushes, which, again, nice colors. There's a peachy nude, a pink, and then a nude nude. And then we've got two Jelly Much shadows, and these look a little bit different. I don't know if they're just less glittery. They look,
yeah, these look more shimmery rather than like, yeah, more metallic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mojave Moves looks gorgeous.
It does.
Swatched, it looks really special.
Yeah, this is, it's an interesting release. I'm really intrigued by the Luxe lip oils. They're like, I would chuck all of them in my cart if I was making a ColourPop order for sure. Actually, I wouldn't, because I turned out that I hated their Luxe lip glosses. They're strange. They're just weird, that formula.
I didn't like the Luxe Velvets either.
No, I think I tried one of them, but they were way too dry for me, so they never survive long enough for me to develop a memory about them, I suppose. But it's very nude. It's just a really nude wearable collection. All right, Cover FX. We haven't heard from them in ages. I feel like they release two things a year.
That's it. I think about 3 years ago was their peak. They were going gangbusters.
Yeah.
They were going so well after they released their custom cover drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just keep losing my arm. Anyway, when they released their custom cover drops, they were on everyone's radar and everyone was talking about them. And then they had like the illuminating drops and the bronzing drops. And then they sort of just nosedived after their blush and bronzer duos.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's up with them, but they are trying to release something. So they have released the Luminous Tinted Moisturizer. They're saying it's an innovative prebiotic and probiotic formula that blurs pores and fine lines, improves radiance, and helps replenish and restore skin's natural barrier. It's supposed to strengthen the skin with pre and probiotics. It's also got anti-stress adapters to defend against environmental aggressors, and bamboo, lotus flower, and water lily to hydrate and soothe. Comes in four shades. It's $39. You've got Fair Light, which is supposed to cover the Cover FX foundation shades between 0 and 35. Medium is for 40 to 60, tan is for 70 to 90, and deep is for 100 to 125. There's also a custom application brush for $39. This must be like no super coverage.
Sheer. Yeah, it'd be super sheer.
Proper tint.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good time to bring it out. It's US and Northern Hemisphere. It's summer, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I do feel like if you are shade 0 or you're shade 125, you'll probably be very disappointed in these. So I feel like, you know, if you're smack bang in the middle of those color ranges, you're probably doing, like, probably suits you pretty well. But I think if you're on the end of them, it's not going to do it.
Probably not going to work, yeah.
Look, it's a tinted moisturizer. It is. All right, from M Cosmetics, we've got some new shades of the Color Drops Serum Blush. These are really popular products, and whenever I hear people recommend M Cosmetics, they always talk about these. So if you're into more of, I guess, it's not a cream blush, it's a liquid sort of serum blush, like it says in the name. But if you into something more of a liquid cream texture rather than a powder blush, I've heard that these are fantastic. So they've added four new shades. They've already launched by the time you're watching this. We've got Peachy Peach. That's a descriptive name. Venetian Rose, Little Lilac, and Cherry Splash. So that is increasing the range from 4 to 8, which is quite a big jump. So Peachy Peach is obviously a peachy sort of orange color. Venetian Rose is a beautiful rosy nude. Little Lilac is a very cool toned light lilac color. And then Cherry Splash is a red. So yeah, it's just padding out the range. If you're into it, this will be up your alley. They're $25 each. And like I said, they're available now.
Oh, I'm so excited about this. This is the product from this episode that's going on my wish list. It is from Glow Recipe. It is the Papaya Sorbet Enzyme Cleansing Balm. So this is a face cleanser. Use it to remove your makeup, or if you got really dry skin and you want it as like a balm cleanser, go ahead, do whatever you want. So this one is a PEG-free balm that melts into a milky oil to remove SPF and makeup while gentle papaya enzymes smooth the surface of the skin. It hydrates, it adds glow, and keeps your skin soft. $32, and it's coming very soon, apparently, to Sephora and Sephora Canada and glowrecipe.com.
Yeah, look, I'm interested in this, but there's two things that annoy me a little bit, just a little bit. I do like Glow Recipe and I do like cleansing balms. So, you know, I will probably try this out if it's not, you know, as expensive as like if it's fairly affordable in Australia, affordable, whatever, for Glow Recipe, I will check it out. But the two things that annoy me, one, papaya, I can't fucking stand.
Oh, you hate the smell.
Papaya is icky as fuck. It just, papaya to me, and there are some fruits that just remind me of off fruit, like overripe. Oh, yeah. Off
papaya fruit. Is one that can so easily smell rancid.
Yeah. And that's what I just have in my head is like a rancid bin smell.
Stinky papaya. Fruit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm hoping that it smells a lot nicer than what's happening in my head right now. But that one, that's the thing that kind of concerns me a little bit. But also, how effective is an enzyme going to be in a cleanser?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean,
buzzwords.
That's an argument for any cleanser with any skincare claims.
Which is why I don't spend the money on them, because they're just cleansers.
Yeah, it's on your face for seconds. So any that claim to do anything other than clean your skin is bullshit.
Yeah, but I would still try it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm keen on that one. Unless it stinks, I want it. I will try it.
I still want to go, I keep forgetting, this was like way before COVID. I think this was in like February or something. COVID got out of control. We were in the city and we tried their banana moisturizer. Oh my God. I still think about it.
I want that so bad. Good. I know.
I don't know why I haven't bought it yet.
I still want it. I know why I haven't bought it. I'm still working through moisturizers and I got a lot of them, but, I'm working on it. I'm getting there. This is the year that I'm making shit happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want the banana moisturizer and I want to smell this in the store. So hopefully it comes to Mecca soon and I can check it out. Okay, I'm going to be very disappointed in myself, Hayley, and you'll be very disappointed in me as well. Probably one of the things from this episode that I am actually interested in, I won't buy, but it interests me. Is a fucking giant stupid highlighter from Huda. That just sounds to me like three strikes and you're out. But for some reason, I'm like, it's pretty.
Yeah. This is the size of my head.
I know.
It's insane.
It looks like a big sort of portal to another dimension. But for some reason, I look at this photo with the brush and how big it is compared to this person's hand. And I'm like, I don't need any more highlighters. B, I don't need any giant highlighters. And C, I don't need any highlighters from Huda, yet I want it.
Fair.
She's done something right because I want it. Anyway, this is a new highlighter. It's a limited edition release, which I think is really weird. So it's called the Nymph All Over Highlighting Powder. It's the holy grail of highlighters, according to Huda. It's super huge in size. They've blended copper and white gold pearls to create a universal highlighter. They say it's 10 centimeters in diameter. They don't tell us the weight. So
that's ridiculous.
It could be like the thinnest highlighter of all time, just really big.
Well, to be fair, they do have one out of the pan. And it looks pretty fucking thin. It looks pretty thin.
Yeah. So look, it looks pretty standard though. This reminds me of destroying the Jeffree Star highlighter back in the day.
I know.
To be fair though, to get that design, that geometric design on the pan, you can't have them too thin, otherwise it will break. So chances are it's thick enough, but I don't know how much it contains. Anyway, it's $55 and it looks gorgeous. US dollars, so it's expensive and it's exclusive to the Huda website. And then they also have the Nymph Highlighting Powder Brush, which is $40, also limited edition. And it's just a large, fluffy highlighting powder brush. So you can use it on your face or your body. Now, I think from what I've heard a lot of people say, definitely a lot of people saying that this is really goddamn pretty. A lot of people are saying too big. A lot of people saying not universal. There's no such thing as a universal highlight shade, which is fair. Mm. But I do also think that if there is going to be any shade that's universal, this is probably the closest to it. But even with all that, I think it looks fucking gorgeous.
I would be willing to bet a very large chunk of money that this will be back. It won't be a limited edition.
Well, that's what I was going to say as well. I just find it so strange that she has invested in new packaging, new pan design, a new product. She doesn't have any highlighters in her range, except for, was there a highlighter palette? Anyway.
Yeah, she did like quad palettes, I think.
Yeah. So there's no actual, like, it's a new component, new pan design. So they had to get new, like, machinery and whatnot. They had to, like, put a lot of money into this. She's talking about it being, like, the best ever, you know, universal, and then they're having it as limited edition. That doesn't, to me,
not sound limited edition. No way. I reckon they'd call it limited edition because the factory that made it is like, we can't manufacture any more of these for at least another 12 months because the line is too fucking long and coronavirus got everything fucked right up. Yeah. So I reckon give it a year. This will be back. Okay, IT Cosmetics. Also a brand I feel like we have not spoken about in a very long time.
I feel like the last time we spoke about them was Christmas packs.
I feel like that is correct. So we've got something coming up. We don't know what it is. So this will be an update for next week's episode, unless we have an update and we can stick it on the screen for you. If you're watching, look at the screen right now. Yeah. There will be updates. But this appears to be some form of face liquid. They're not saying what it is yet, but they're showing it. It's interesting because they've got a pink one, which is not like a cool tone skin shade. It's actually pink. But then they have skin tone shades as well. So I don't know what it is.
I sort of feel like it's just going to be a new foundation and then a primer to go with it. All right, we've seen some new lip kits from Kylie Cosmetics. This is launching 31st at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so coming up really soon. And this is slightly different because it contains a lip liner, but also the lip blush. So instead of it being a velvet lip or a matte lip, it's the blush, which is a newer formula for her. So it's more of that blotted matte lip, a little bit sheerer than their matte liquid lipstick. And they do have some permanent shades of this already on their site, but they generally are quite like vibrant pinky nudes or darker pinks, whereas these are four nude shades. So we've got Heaven Scent, Au Naturel, Do You Boo, and Nude Attitude. And they all come with a matching lip liner as well. They're nice colours. I really like these nudes. It's like neutral nudes.
Are nice colours.
Yeah, really nice. So look, I do actually want to try this formula. I'm not actually going to buy one anytime soon.
Actively ordering from
Kylie, I would chuck one of these in my cart.
Okay, let's talk about Makeup Revolution, iHeart Revolution. Fucking, it would be a revolution if these guys sort their shit out. Yep. This is an extension of their Tasty range. They have new burger palettes and avocado lipsticks. So the two Tasty burger palettes are grilled cheese and vegan stack. So grilled cheese looks to be like a sort of warm toned reddish, it's got like reds and browns and yellows and orange and stuff like that. And then vegan stack is more cool toned, but it's got blue and yellow and khaki green.
Yeah, I think it's actually supposed to be like it's like a minty color green.
Ah, okay. Yep. And then we have Tasty avocado lipsticks. It looks like there's eight shades. I'm not going to go through all of their names. It's just there's like pinks, nudes, browns, a red, and a coral.
So the outside is the color, the inside is the moisturizing part, and it's not just called avocado for the sake of it. It actually does contain
Avocado oil.
Avocado yep. oil. All right. I don't hate it as much as I originally thought I did. Because that makes sense.
Your name has purpose.
Yes.
Even though we hate it, we accept it.
Yes. If there's actually a reason behind it, I won't.
If there's a reason behind it, we don't have a problem.
Yeah. Can I say one thing I really like about these horrible eyeshadow palettes?
Yeah.
They look like back in the day, and I think this was in the 90s, in your Happy Meal at McDonald's, you used to be able to get little McDonald's toys that they looked like McDonald's meals, but then they turned into Transformers.
Yes, they were the fucking best. Yeah. I loved them
like
so
the burger
much.
Ones. So for yes. some reason that reminds
Is
me of that
what it reminds
vibe,
you of.
Which I dig the toy element of it, not the makeup element of it. So
yeah,
so there we go.
Okay, the last thing is from Wayne Goss. So he has released an eyeshadow palette and three Kohl eyeliners. The eyeshadow palette is packaging that we saw ages ago when Wayne was, or when he announced that he was creating a makeup brand, he actually showed the prototype to the palette. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it on Beauty News. And
yeah, last year.
Yeah, we're a bit like, okay, that looks interesting. We'll see what happens there. I think he did mention that he wanted to have big pans.
Yeah.
I feel like we were a bit like, okay, we'll see.
I think he's used a few packaging designs as well that he was tossing up between.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I do remember that. And that's why when he released lipsticks and lip liners and lip glosses as his first release, a lot of people were surprised because he announced his brand by showing an eyeshadow palette sort of design. So it was a bit like, where's the eyeshadow palette? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the items are the luxury eye palette in Imperial Topaz. It's $55. And then the essential eye Kohl pencil. These are $14. Comes in three shades. Precious Opal, which is a medium bronze with a satin finish. Obsidian is a matte black. And Rich Hazel is a matte dark brown. Now, it's all launching on the 30th of July, so it's out when you're watching this. He did do a release video where he talked about these products. And it really fucking irritated me. I'm just putting it out there. It did. I'm irritated. He said in...
Wait, should we describe the palette first and talk about the pros of it, or like the description first, and then we'll get to what he said about it that sort of
let's do that
sit as well as it probably should. Yeah, let's do it.
So the palette is six pan palette. It has two mattes, three shimmers, and one like sparkly shade.
I think
the
technically, matte, sorry, I think technically it's three satins and one shimmer, according to Beautylish. Yep.
Okay. Yep. So the mattes are a black and a mid-tone brown,
mm-hmm.
and then you have three shimmers that look to be sort of a champagne, a cool-toned rosy pink, and then a peachy orange, and the sparkly shimmer shade. Is very, very pretty. It's kind of like a pearl color.
It's like a goldy nude pearl.
Yeah, it's a really pretty.
Yeah, I think
I really like that shade. Now, in his video, he talked about a lot of things. Let's talk about the size of the pans. He chose this size of the pan which is very large. And he said that he chose it because he has had palettes in the past where it's difficult to get his brush into it.
How big are his brushes?
I don't know.
Because I feel like this, what they're showing, you could put this brush in it.
You could. You could totally put one of these in there and like, I don't get it. I assumed that the size of these pans was this big because it was aimed at professionals. This, to me, this looks like a bridal palette. This is exactly what you would see in any like qualified professional working, actually getting paid to do the job, makeup artist that's working on a bride. This is a bridal palette to a T, but apparently not. Apparently it's so you can fit your eyeshadow brush in it.
And he also said that when you use an eyeshadow palette, this large design is going to prevent the ugly dip you get in it, which comes from usage, because he's saying that other eyeshadow pans, you have to only access the eyeshadow essentially in one spot, whereas now you can get around the whole pan with your brush,
yeah.
Which I don't agree with, because square pans are notoriously worse to get into the corners of than circle pans, for one. And also most people that hit pan in a certain area are doing that purposefully. If you wanted to skim the top every time, you can totally use up your eyeshadow evenly, but most people dip into the same spot because they want to hit pan. They want to see use.
Satisfying.
They
want to see how fast they
can. Yeah. So yeah. I think what his justification for the large pans to me don't add up. And I do agree with you. It sort of gave me the vibe that this is a pro palette, because only really professionals need to use this much eyeshadow of each color. The only other possible person that he could be marketing to, in my opinion, is people that want a basic eyeshadow palette because maybe they don't own any other ones. They want a decent quality, so they're happy to spend the $55 US, and they're happy to use one eyeshadow palette for day looks, work looks, night looks, glam looks. They just want the one palette that does it all.
Yeah.
Now, those people generally aren't watching these videos because we're sort of makeup lovers here, so we tend to have quite a large variety of eyeshadows or eyeshadow palettes, but there is definitely a market for people that just want the one palette that does it all with decent quality, and they're happy to use it until it's either used up, broken apart, or smells like garbage. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like it's either makeup artist or that sort of consumer. This doesn't seem like it's a wildly, wildly...
like, it's not hitting a huge desirable target market. Like,
yeah,
it's very, it's niche.
Very niche.
Yeah, it's niche. You're looking for a niche customer.
Yeah. Even though it looks like it's a very accessible palette, it is actually targeting a certain niche. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So these pans are actually 2.7 grams each. So they do contain a lot of product. So there's that to note. He also said that in every single palette that he releases in the future, there will be a black eyeshadow.
Yeah, look, that I think is going to alienate me from all his future palettes.
Yeah.
I think there are two things that, look, I like a basic brown nude eyeshadow palette. So when I look at this and I look at the swatches, there is part of me that when it comes to the champagnes, that shimmer, the two browns, I'm like, these are beautiful. I would use these every day. If this was a quad, I would definitely give it a go. When it comes to the orange and the black, they're things that I'm less inclined to use. And if I'm not going to use a third of the palette, I'm not going to spend the money. If it knocked it out of the park and I was going to use all six shades, I would love to try his formula to see if it's something that I'm interested in. But I honestly think that I've used maybe black eyeshadow maybe twice in the past year. It is not an eyeshadow that I use often. And I think we want to gauge interest as well with the comments. We want you guys to let us know, how often do you use black eyeshadow? Is it a staple for you, or is it something that you avoid because it's not something you use in your everyday makeup sort of looks? I feel like black, like I know some people that use black all over the lid often and it looks great on them. It's not me. And I feel like black is one of those things where the inclusion of black in an eyeshadow palette is like pineapple on a pizza. You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's alienating all, like a huge chunk of people, by putting black in every single eyeshadow palette. And his rationale for it, didn't sit very well for me because he's talking about the way that he likes to do his makeup and the makeup styles that he likes to use, which I totally understand this. He's saying he likes to press it onto the lash line to open up the eye. Yet he's released eyeliners that like one that's black. Isn't that what eyeliner does?
I know. Also, I actually like, I think, okay, putting like pressing black into the lash line can be good if you want to create like a smoky lash line or something like that, or if you need to set the eyeliner, which shouldn't be the case. They should fucking set and hold anyway. But also the problem with doing that is often that's how you end up with black fallout from eyeshadow. Yeah. Like getting it dense on a brush and then pushing it in, it like often falls on your under eye. And I just don't feel like people are going to want to use the palette in the way he thinks it should be used, and that's why he designed it this way. I just feel it's a little bit like he's talking about using it in a professional sense. Like that's how I would use a palette. If I was doing a wedding and I had a palette like this, I would use it on everyone. I would use it on mother of the bride. I would use it on the bride, and I would use it on all of the bridesmaids, because you can create different looks with it. But is someone going to buy it and like sit there and like press the eyeshadow into their eye? Like, I just don't.
Yeah, look, I agree. I think he's designing it to be used as a makeup artist, but then he's marketing it to consumers who use makeup in a very different way. Absolutely. And I think pressing makeup like onto your lash line is something that's easier for a makeup artist to do, because it's something that's easier to do on someone else than it is to do on yourself. Yeah. So it is a technique that I think isn't a very everyday usable technique for consumers, but like you said, it's a technique that a lot of makeup artists use. But I'm firm on the opinion that if you like black, what you should probably do is buy a single eyeshadow that you really love the formula of, keep it out, use it with every eyeshadow palette you own, every pigment you own, every whatever you own. And people should do the same with nude. Find your perfect nude matte that you're going to use at your base, or you know, whatever it might be, help blend out a look, whatever it is, and buy that in a single, so people aren't adding shades into palettes that bulk out the palette and their shades that aren't going to be used widely. Like my sort of nude matte color shouldn't be in every palette because it's not going to suit everyone. So why put it there? So it's up to me to find that shade and to buy it as a single and to use it, you know, along with palettes that I own in my collection. And I feel like that's what black should be. Black does not need to be in every single palette.
No.
Every single Wayne Goss palette. Because if you're going to create
palettes,
why is it a six of every single palette is going to have a black in it? You're alienating.
You don't need 2.7 grams of it either. It's a fucking ridiculous. The fact that he's talking about like, you know, using it to press it onto your lash line or use it to like deepen up other colors. Like if it's a black that's worth its weight, it's going to be pitch black and full of pigmentation, which means it's going to be extremely easy to overdo it if you are trying to mix it with other shades to deepen them up. Or if it falls out like under your eyes, it's going to be a fucking mess. I don't get it. It's talking about professional techniques. For people who, like, makeup junkies aren't buying this. They're not. They're just not. Like, this is marketed to people who just want, like you said earlier, one palette for everything. And they're not using makeup artist techniques. I don't get it.
Look, I think having the black in this original palette, if it's just like, this is your basic, this is what makeup artists use, if you just want a one and done palette, it's smart having it here. But announcing that a black will be in every single follow-up palette, I think is not a smart move, because you're going to stop repeat customers, because they're not going to finish the black eyeshadow by the time your next palette
is ever.
It's not going to happen, especially with pans that large. So it doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, I just feel like, yeah, it makes sense here, but going forth, I don't think it makes sense. And if he keeps doing this, he's going to alienate more and more people, because I feel like the people that are mainly going to buy this are his fans or people that are curious about the formula. And those people are not going to want to buy something or come back and repurchase pellets in the future that contain the same shade that they already own. It doesn't make sense to me. So I really wish he would reconsider that and look at bringing out, you know, have every pallet have their own shades that haven't been repeated from past pallets. Because that is never a smart move in any brand, repeating shades.
It's like putting a blue in every fucking pallet.
Yeah.
It's dumb. The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP. And this week's VIP is, hey, it's Nay.
Woo!
Thank you, Nay, for supporting Beauty News. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do it. Kat, what is our emoji?
All right. So because we want to find out if you like to use black eyeshadows and if you like them in palettes, we want you to leave a little black square or circle emoji, whatever you have on your phone or your whatever, and either put a cross or a tick next to it. So if you don't like black eyeshadows in your palettes, do a cross. If you do like them, do a tick, because I'd love to know. We can't do polls anymore. They've taken away that feature on YouTube, but I'd love to know. Just market research, because I'm curious. I don't understand why Wayne Goss is doing it, but maybe his audience really like black eyeshadows. Maybe we're really out of touch and people love black eyeshadows. So let us know. I'm curious.
I don't reckon we are, but we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we'll see you in the next one. Bye. Bye.